Braves and Phillies in the city of brotherly love. We pick up the action in the bottom of the third. Runner at third for the pitcher, Aaron Nola, facing Lucas Sims.
And the right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right back up the middle of base hit. Into center field, and the Phillies are on the board thanks to the RBI single from Aaron Nola. His first run batted in this season, his second hit of the year.
Here's Nola with the 2-2. Swing and a miss. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He went outside with a curveball.
Hoskins is up, 24 runs batted in a short period of time. And he lines one down the left field line. It is a fair ball and kicked up some chalk, and he gives the Phillies the lead. He's not just your run-of-the-mill home run hitter. 2-1, Phil's on top. And a looper out toward left center, that'll do the job. Here comes Hoskins around third. He'll score. RBI single for Franco. And the Phillies have extended their lead. It's now 3-1. Oh, he pulls that one deep to left field. That's going to stay fair. It is gone. That's a big, strong man. A solo home run for Cameron Rupp. And he's given the Phillies a 4-1 lead.
Phillies win 6-1. They've now taken 12 of 14 against the Braves this year. Aaron Nola improves to 10-9. Ryan Hoskins didn't homer, but he had two hits, scored two runs, and drove in another as the super rookie continues his sizzling start. Here's Philly skipper Pete Maccannon after the win.
Good to win. Good to see Nola back on track after a couple of mediocre outings. He really dominated tonight. Never was in a lot of trouble. Good to see our defense really come up big. Mikey made that, he's really good at that swing and bunt, charging a ball. Made a great play on that. Made that backhander that was going foul. Hoskins picked it. Outstanding play. Freddie made a backhander deep in the hole. And Williams made that diving catch. All those things count and make our pitching better. So it's good to see that. Good to see a lot of people contribute offensively, including Nola with an RBI single. Good to see Michael Franco get that RBI base hit. Rupp is, what, his 14th home run, I believe it is. Who else? A couple. Hoskins. Yeah, I forgot about him. So it's a good night.
Yeah, but Hoskins didn't get a home run.
I'm not mad. I told him I wasn't mad at him, but, you know, double was okay. If you're not going to hit a home run, I'll take a double.
Was Nola doing the things tonight that he did in those 10 straight starts of keeping the ball down? And
yeah, he threw all his pitches for strikes. He did a great job locating. And, you know, it sounds like a broken record, which it is, but location, 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 that's what it's all about. And he had good movement on his fastball, good breaking ball. Good changeup.
Nick Williams had a pretty big hit there. He's
he's
the All-Star break. He's extra bases. Stood out.
He's an aggressive hitter. He's going to become more disciplined as he gets to know the league and the pitchers. And I like what I see. Florman with the triple. He's swinging the bat. He's really helped us out, especially in center field. He looks like he's a sure-handed center fielder. He can play anywhere. He caught my eye. Swinging the bat pretty good.
Smallest crowd of the year. Is that weird given what Hoskins has done the last week?
Well, it's, you know, it's a little cooler tonight. It's a Monday night. I think as we go along, hopefully the fans will come out to see him, as well as a few other guys.
Is Nola almost at a point? I know he struggled the last two outings, but I mean, his struggles compared to some of the other guys you've had are not as severe. Is it almost at a point when he goes out there you feel pretty comfortable that your bullpen can get a breather at this point?
Yeah, that's important to make sure we can get the innings from the starters to get the bullpen rested. But I expect Nola to have a good outing every time he goes out there. That's just where I'm at with him. And he's got plenty of confidence. He got his 10th win tonight. I always expect the best from him.
Can you put your finger on anything in particular why you guys have had such good luck, success against the Braves, I should say?
It's hard to say, you know, Jim. The sometimes you just – that happens, and other times you just can't – there's certain teams you just can't beat, and nothing ever seems to go your way. I can't figure it out.
Cameron Rupp slugged his 14th homer of the year on Monday night as the Phillies beat the Braves. Here's Rupp after the game.
I was able to pull my hands in on a changeup that he left kind of – fading into my barrel, and put a good swing on it, and good results happen.
You know, we joke about power being contagious, offense being contagious, but over the course of this month, this offense has looked pretty darn good, and obviously some new pieces in there. Maybe it is contagious.
Yeah, you know, we've had some of the younger guys come up, and they're showing their worth. You know, they come up here and they play, and they get their chance, and they swing the bat. Reese's done an outstanding job. I mean, unbelievable for us. Nick's, you know, swinging the bat really well for us. Him and Georgie, when he gets in and catches, he's swinging the bat well for us. So you got a lot of pieces, you know, you're putting together, and a lot of good things are happening for us.
When Aaron Nola has the ball and pitches the way he does tonight, though, you really only needed two runs to win this game. You know, we've seen that from him, and you know, he bounced back after two outings that maybe weren't as good as some of the previous ones.
Yeah, he's been outstanding for us, you know, over the second half and into the first half. He's been outstanding. He bounced back, threw strikes, you know, challenged the hitters, and got outs and pitched really well, and even helped himself out with an RBI.
All right, you're a smart guy. Explain 12-2 against the Atlanta Braves this year.
Good. I wish we played them every night.
This series continues Tuesday with R.A. Dickey on the mound for the Braves against Mark Leiter for the Phillies.